USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators have officially named a suspect in the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran said Sunday that they believe the blast was a suicide bombing by 63-year-old Anthony Q. Warner. He went on to say that the human remains found at the scene were matched to Warner through DNA testing. Cochran did not comment on a possible motive for the bombing, but said authorities are still investigating and are looking for anyone who may have interacted with Warner. To the east of Nashville, police in Lebanon investigated a box truck that was playing a similar message to the one the RV in Nashville played before exploding. Police received a call about the truck Sunday morning, which was parked at a convenience store. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies stopped the truck and detained the driver, closing a highway while the truck was investigated. No explosives were found in the truck, and the driver is currently being questioned. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The New Year's on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are pressing President Trump to sign a $900 billion COVID relief package as two federal programs giving unemployment aid expired over the weekend. The President and Congress are at odds over a demand he made to increase the amount of stimulus payment provided in the bill from $600 to $2,000. Senator Bernie Sanders says President Trump made his desire for larger checks known too late in the game. The Vermont Independent tells ABC's This Week that the president should sign the current bill now and negotiate for the larger checks later.
He said, well, yes, I know there were intense negotiations. You passed the $908 billion bill. It has, you know, extending unemployment. It has direct payments. It has this, that, and everything else. But you know what? I've now decided that I'm going to jump into the game, and I want $2,000. Well, I want $2,000. The American people want $2,000. They need it, given the economic crisis. So what we need to do is have the president sign that bill today, right now, or else the suffering of this country will be immense.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
We heard from the officers with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department Sunday, who were the first to respond to the Christmas morning bombing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up. And then when we heard the announcement, Toppin was like, is that the vehicle in question? And we wasn't saying yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate. Evacuate now.
The three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Bretta Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor.
Early action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Pittsburgh Steelers clinch the AFC North division by scoring 21 second-half points to beat Indianapolis 28-24. The Jacksonville Jaguars clinched the number one pick in next year's draft with a 41-17 loss to the Chicago Bears. And the Kansas City Chiefs clinched the number one seed in the AFC playoffs with a 17-14 win over Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.